From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. It's been 3 years since Alabama lawmakers set up a process to bring medical cannabis to the state, and yet none of it has reached patients. This week, state lawmakers took up a proposal to revamp the program, and in the words of the bill's sponsor, it's time to start from scratch. That's where we begin this week's legislative update with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you.
Now, this rollout of medical cannabis, it's been plagued by delays and lawsuits. What would this latest bill do?
It's coming from frustration. Lawmakers are very frustrated that a law they passed 3 years ago has not led to any prescriptions for patients. So yeah, they're really frustrated. This proposal from Senator Tim Melson, who is the original author of the medical cannabis law, would essentially, as you said, start from scratch and kind of take it away from the Medical Cannabis Commission and give approval authority, at least in part, to the Alabama Securities and Exchange Commission. The argument there is that, you know, this is a lot bigger than this commission was set up to be, and some of these are international companies, and maybe the Securities and Exchange Commission would be better suited for tackling that problem. But it's really not certain this bill is going to really make it through the legislature this year. There's certainly a lot of opposition from companies that have their licenses that are trying to bring products to market. We'll see. There's just a lot of frustration over all the delays.
So it's not sure that this bill will make it out. But I guess what assurances are there that this new plan wouldn't get bogged down just like the existing system?
Well, that's a great point. And that's what I've heard a lot from lawmakers is that, yeah, you know, in a perfect world, we could just start over and no harm done. But don't you imagine that the companies that have already spent and invested millions of dollars to bring their medical cannabis products, you know, get them started here in Alabama, don't you think they might have a lawsuit they might bring in that case? And it could even be a federal matter. So you're not going to avoid the courts on this. That's the perspective from those who oppose this legislation is that, look, yes, it's not been a perfect process. Yes, it's been delayed, but let's just go with the, you know, what we have. That's going to be the quickest we can possibly get products to market.
Well, also, lawmakers continue to work on the education budget this week. A House committee passed an almost $9 billion spending plan. What are some of the highlights of this education budget that's being put out there?
Yeah, like you said, $9.3 billion, that's a record. And so pretty typical things. You're funding local K-12 schools, colleges and universities, pre-K. But a lot of this budget is going towards initiatives that are meant to improve student learning. You have the Alabama Literacy Act, which is really aimed at those early grades and getting reading coaches deployed and really improving literacy in Alabama. And so this budget puts a lot of money where that policy is. Same thing on the Numeracy Act, trying to get math and science, or really math achievement in the same way.
And I understand there could be a pay raise for education employees?
That's right. Another pay raise for Alabama teachers and education workers. They want to be able to compete for teachers, right? We don't want our graduating teachers going to other states. And so raising those teacher salaries to where the starting salary is, you know, going to be in the high 50s.
Well, finally, lawmakers took up several bills this week aimed at workforce development. This is part of a larger package that legislative leaders announced last month. What proposals did we see move forward?
One key proposal has to do with childcare. We all know that from the studies, one big reason why working parents don't enter the workforce, don't look for jobs, is because of the cost of childcare. It's almost a prohibitive cost. It costs so much, it's not worth really having that job and getting the salary. This legislation that the legislature has been moving would offer tax credits and incentives to companies to really create their own in-house daycare services, childcare services, so they can offer their employees and especially new hires access to affordable childcare. And so it's something everybody's really excited about. The proposal's been around for a couple of years, but now that there's so much focus on workforce and there's so much focus on Alabama's low workforce participation rate, this idea has really taken off, and I expect it to pass as soon as next week.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.